This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Taliban co-founder Mullah Abdullah Ghani Baradar will lead a new Afghan government set to be announced soon, sources in the group said Friday, as its fighters battled forces loyal to the vanquished republic in the Panjshir Valley north of Kabul. But the new government's most immediate priority may be to avert the collapse of an economy grappling with drought and the ravages of a 20-year conflict that killed around 240,000 Afghans before U.S. forces completed a tumultuous pullout August 30th. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday that the alliance would seek to evacuate more vulnerable Afghans and maintain contact with the Taliban, but that Afghanistan's new rulers would have to show themselves worthy of aid and recognition. NATO member Turkey, which had run Kabul Airport for 6 years, has offered to help keep it operational now that U.S. and other NATO troops have left, and Qatar has offered to help. European Union countries agreed to reestablish a joint presence in Kabul if security allows, to deal with the Taliban on ensuring safe passage departures, the bloc's top diplomat said Friday. After a meeting of EU foreign ministers, the foreign policy chiefs said Friday they've decided to work in a coordinated manner to coordinate contacts with the Taliban. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he hopes the Taliban will behave in a civilized manner in Afghanistan so the global community can maintain diplomatic ties with Kabul. The longtime Russian leader said the withdrawal of U.S.-led forces from Afghanistan completed last month had ended in what he calls catastrophe. This is VOA News. Authorities say an attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed 6 people at a New Zealand supermarket Friday before police shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 was on a terror watch list. The police commissioner said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. Britain's vaccine advisor said they were not recommending the universal vaccination of 12 to 15-year-olds against COVID-19, preferring to take a precautionary approach to assess the long-term impacts of rare heart inflammation. There have been reports of heart inflammation in young people following vaccination with Pfizer's shot, though the condition is usually mild. Britain's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization said Friday it was expanding the eligibility of COVID-19 vaccinations to more 12 to 15-year-olds with underlying health conditions than previously, but said the benefits of vaccination for healthy children were likely small. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans will likely have to get a third shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Fauci, who's director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said Thursday the final decision would be made by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Whether those who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson will need boosters remains to be seen. The World Health Organization reports Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of September. WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccine by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast-rising case numbers. Several thousand people gathered in Bangkok to call for the resignation of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha Friday, one day before lawmakers hold a no-confidence vote over his government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Protests against Prayuth have gathered steam since late June as university students who sought his removal last year return with broader support from other political groups and people angered by a worsening coronavirus situation. Speaking in Parliament on the last day of a House censure debate, Prayuth said Friday that he would neither resign nor call a snap election. Also Friday, lawmakers challenged the premier and 5 ministers over their handling of the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.